like you'd probably have to, you know, you couldn't get by. So you probably have to attach a chain to it and pull on the chain and do what?
Drag it around.
Okay. Have you ever had to do that?
No, I don't think so.
Let's see. After they plowed, they used to have to go back over the ground to break it up a little finer.
Harrow.
Okay. Are there different kinds of harrows?
Yes, there's a disc harrow and a tooth harrow.
Uh-huh. Which one was better?
Well, I guess the disc harrow would be best. Cut the clods up better.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever use
pulverize
one?
It a little better.
Uh-huh. Did you ever use one?
No, I never used one.
What do you call that bar that the wheels of a wagon fit onto?
Axle.
Okay. What would you call the X-shaped frame that you lay a log across when you want to chop the log up into stove links? Usually a pretty big thing.
Saw rack.
Okay. What would you call an A-shaped frame, usually a little smaller, that old painters use them and carpenters use them and, you know, people.
Saw horse.
Okay. Are those two things are different things? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You fix your hair with a comb and a
brush.
Okay. And you sharpen an old-fashioned razor on a leather
strap.
Okay. What do you call those things that you put in a revolver?
Bullets.
Okay. If it was a shotgun, you'd probably call them
shell.
Okay. Any other words you might use besides shell that means the same thing?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Did you ever see kind of fountain pen that, well, it was, I think it's before they had ballpoints, or yeah, I think it was. But you know, normally the fountain pen, you go and you stick it in the inkwell and then you fill it up. But this kind had a little plastic gizmo that you could just stick in there. What kind of pen did you call that? Do you know? A little plastic gizmo full of ink, and whenever you ran out of ink, you just go and get a new one of these little things.
No, I don't.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, what do you call a piece of playground equipment where a kid gets on one end and a kid gets on the other and they go up and down?
Seesaw.
Okay. And if you saw some kids over there doing that, you'd say, hey, look at those kids. They're
seesawing.
Okay. Did you ever see kind of a homemade thing for children where there's a limber kind of board and it's fixed at both ends and the kid can get up on it, jump up and down in the middle? Ever see anything like that?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. Did you ever see a kind of homemade thing where you got a board again and it's fixed in the middle this time and a kid gets on each end and it goes around and around like?
Yeah.
What did you call that?
Merry-go-round.
Okay. And if you tie a long rope to a tree limb and you put a tire on it, you know, then what have you got?
Swing.
Okay. Did y'all keep a... did y'all ever burn coal?
No, we never burned coal.
Never did? Well, did people ever have a special thing that they carried coal in, like
coal buckets, yeah, coal scuttle.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I got one.
You do? Where'd you get it?
I don't know, but I'm sure holding on to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those things are getting valuable. Mm-hmm. What do you call that thing that runs from an old-timey stove up to the chimney?
Stove five.
Okay.